From NPR News, this is Day to Day. A lot of us have the day off tomorrow for July 4th, more people than usual and not necessarily by choice. The government reports today that June was the sixth straight month of nationwide job losses. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here now. And Janet, what reasons are the companies giving for shedding their jobs?
Well, you know, it's just a really weak economy right now, and a lot of companies, Madeline, are getting hit with all kinds of operating expenses. Transportation costs are up. Raw materials, in many cases, cost more. So in this type of economic climate, a lot of companies just aren't hiring, and in some cases, they're laying workers off. Overall, the economy in June lost 62,000 jobs, and if you look at that number for the year, it's upwards of 400,000 jobs. Thank goodness for the government, though. 29,000 government jobs created last month. And there were also modest gains in a couple of sectors, education, health, and leisure. But if you look at, like, construction jobs dropped off, and that's obviously a reflection of the dismal housing market, and manufacturing jobs were down, and so did the professional sector lose jobs, and that includes positions like financial services or real estate, that sort of thing.
What about the service sector? What about restaurants, hotels? You mentioned leisure, banks. Are they
right? Yeah, leisure is kind of in a gray area. But if you look at the services sector, according to a new report, a separate report out today from the Institute of Supply Management, it calculates that for the services sector overall, there was a drop, an unexpected drop in June. According to the ISM report, it dropped to 48.2. And in the numbers that are in this report or this survey, if that number is below 50, which it is, 48.2, then it indicates a contraction. So there was an unexpected contraction also in services, which you wouldn't expect for June.
And what about for people who do have jobs, who are working, what about their wages? Are they keeping pace with inflation?
Well, overall, the past 12 months, earnings have risen about 3.4%, but inflation's up too, so real wages are falling. I spoke to Richard DeKayser about this. He's chief economist at National City Corporation, and he did find a silver lining in here for me, even though our wages are not going up.
There is a sort of twisted virtue in what's been happening in the labor market. Labor costs are moderating. That's, of course, bad for labor, but good for inflation. That restraint in labor costs will serve to prevent inflationary pressures from getting out of hand.
So inflation's less of a worry because wages aren't going up.
So what about this idea of a recession? I mean, six straight months of job losses. Does that mean we're in a recession?
Yeah, it still depends on who you ask, depending on which economist you ask, Madeline.
Okay. Thank you, Janet. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.